This is Wario Literu.
Welcome, Mono Amigos, to another all-weather haulage takeover right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono. This week, I'm going to be trying to play with another patch here. Last time I did a takeover like this, I don't know that I'll be able to do something as special as last time. That was unbelievable how that patch came together. I listen back to it now and I'm still in awe over how cool that was. However, yesterday I was playing with my modular synth rig and I'm getting it going here in the background and I came up with this super cool patch also. Now this one is a little bit different. It's weird. It's got like a double trigger. I don't fully understand what's happening. I might try and break into the pieces of it as we're going through this episode. But it's like a double trigger. It's like the Eurorack synth is being triggered by the Rhythm Wolf, which is the drums that you hear, and also by the Micro Brute, which I have much lower because I like the I actually like the sound of the regular Eurorack a lot better than I do of what's coming out of the Micro Brute. Which, and if you're listening and you're thinking I'm speaking a different language, it's just a couple different synths here. The Eurorack doesn't have a keyboard with it, whereas the Micro Brute has a keyboard. They're both analog synths, and I guess the way that I got into this, I also on these all-weather haulage takeovers, I've only had one other all-weather haulage takeover, so this is only the second one here. And what my idea is to feature another solo act as well. So, last time we featured Kara Lee, some fantastic stuff from her. And this one I'm going to feature another band that has influenced this project huge. And I'm going to jump into some audio boffins a little bit later in the show. I guess I'll jump into how audio boffins kind of influenced the All-Weather Haulage project I'm doing here. Audio boffins is my brother, Jeff McKenna. And it's his solo project. I've done a little bit of stuff on it. Like, he gets me to add some guitar or some organ or different things like that to his project. But really, it's his solo project with some little collaborations here and there. And we were both in an earlier band, Cyanide Kiss. We were celebrating 20 years since our first release earlier this year. And once that band had broken up or gone on the extended hiatus that it's currently on, I did a little project and started recording some things for All Weather Haulage, but at that time I was calling it Rain God Memoirs. Both of these names refer to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and the fifth book in the trilogy. called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. And at that time, I was doing a seasonal sound project. During each of the seasons throughout the year, I kind of had a different musical feeling. And by the end of that, I went with... by the end of that, I had just kind of had dropped it. I didn't say, like, post it anywhere. I didn't do anything with that project. At the end of the seasonal sound, I just dropped it, and it was done. Then a few years after that, my brother, Jeff McKenna, set up a couple little projects. He had the Green Tree Frogs, which came out in August 2018, and Audio Boffins, which came out a little bit later in December of 2018. And he was releasing these projects, and I really liked the atmospherics of it. And I think, remembering back, that made me kind of jealous. I was like, well, why didn't I post any of my All Weather Haulage stuff? And I was getting into posting his Audio Boffin stuff. So what I did was I went through some of the Rain God memoir. There was one season of the project that I decided to take on and finish off. It was where I had collected all these instruments out of that were being given away free off Kijiji and out of people's garbage and creating songs with them. So that's what comprised the album Tlaloc. And ended up releasing that April 1st, 2019. And then during COVID, when Robot Apocalypse started up and was doing stuff, but during COVID, Robot Apocalypse couldn't happen. So I started collecting all these analog synth things, not really using them at all, just collecting them. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was doing that. And during the COVID isolations, when I had to work from home, I put it together, and that's what comprised Chalk. So I feel like with this new stuff that I'm working on now, I've expanded my... with the Eurorack, I've expanded my analog and modular synth rig here. But also, I pitched this idea, speaking of Audio Boffins and my brother Jeff, I pitched this idea to him, and he didn't seem too impressed by it, but I feel like I'm going with it anyway. And maybe I'll pitch it to you, the Mono Amigos, and see what you think. Where... the idea is it spans all, I don't know, not genres, it spans all years of my music, I think. So, what you can hear, I'm working through this patch, trying to put together some modular and analog synth stuff, but also it's going to incorporate some guitar, some acoustic guitar. I want to, on Shock, there isn't really much vocals that are happening. I want to try and bring back vocals, at least somewhat. And what I've done is, even all through, like even from 20 years ago, I used to write all my vocals and ideas and things like that down in these notebooks, which I still have. So this, it's almost like the Marvel multiverse, is it? I feel like, where I'm going to incorporate some stuff from the past and some stuff kind of from the future and from different eras of my music, and try and put it all into possibly the same song. So I'm going to see what I can do with that. I've got the, for right now anyways, I've got this patch going. I'm going to see if I can break down, see what some of the parts of this are, and we'll groove through it and see what we can find. What you heard at the beginning there was a little bit of guitar and Ebo. I've got just a Line 6 guitar. I got a newer one recently. A Line 6 guitar effects pedal. And I had the Pod XT Live, which I quite enjoyed. Didn't really realize that it was out of date. Badly out of date. I don't even think Line 6 still supports the software that you would use to edit the pedals. So anyways, I got a newer one that is not, it's pretty good, but I still haven't found the exact guitar tones that I used to use. So I'm just using kind of some of the stock ones there that I've gone in and edited some of the settings. And I'm just playing it also with an Ebo. The sound of this thing, I don't know if I like it, but the more I think I don't like it, then I really like it. Because it's doing something weird that I'm not sure. One thing that I've been starting to do is if I don't like something, that very much intrigues me, which makes me like it more. Which is kind of an odd thing. If I really love something, then I sometimes go, when I'm saying it out loud, it's almost sounding like I like everything, which there are definitely some ideas that I just drop because I don't think they're doing anything. But this one is weird. It's got this weird vibe to it, and I think putting some guitar to it here will hopefully take it somewhere. Anyways, I'm going to jump into, we're talking audio boffins now. I kind of gave an introduction about how they started in 2018. I'm going to jump into a couple tracks while I figure this, get my guitar set up again, find that good pedal. I'm going to jump into some audio boffins off that 2018 release. What's kind of neat about his releases, he's not worried about album titles. It's just so far 1, 2, 3. Albums 1, 2, and 3, released different years. We're going to jump into some 1. Right here on CKMS, Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
There it was, Mano Amigos. Some audio boffins right there on CKMS 102.7. Mano a mano. I'm going to jump into some more audio boffins in a little bit. I'm jumping back into this little patch I got going on here. And I might break it down in a little bit. I was looking at Shock, the second album that I released, and I'm not sure when I said I released it. If I said I was looking at, I think the Bandcamp page. It's up on the Mano a Mano Radio Bandcamp page. And if you go there, I believe it says that it was released in 2020. I might have to update that to say 2021. What I ended up doing was on April 1st, 2020. That's right when COVID's going. I think it actually was just before that. In March was when they said, okay, no. You've got where I was working anyways. You've got a couple weeks off where you're not coming back into the building. I was like, yikes, okay. And then April, it continued. May, it continued. And it just kept continuing. So what I decided on April 1st was, I'm going to start setting up this gear, seeing what I can record each month. So if this continues for all of April, I'm going to have a brand new song. If it continues for May, I'm going to have a new song. So it kept going. I think by about February of the next year, I had finished most of what I was doing. It was actually a little bit tricky to keep up with the month, so I'm not exactly sure that I was able to do one per month. And I would have to look up which song was recorded in which month. I kind of rearranged the tracks and mixed them and re-edited them after. But if I really wanted to figure out which month it was, a lot of them deal with different situations that were happening. For example, there is a track called Broken Radio Tower. The CKMS radio tower actually broke. I actually went to the station and filmed it broken, and that's kind of the backdrop to that music video. So, I feel like I could kind of track down which one was released in which month, but I don't have that information right here in front of me. That'd take me a little bit of research to get that done. But at the end, I also took some time to, like, I recorded a couple of the tracks early, like in April and May, and they were terrible. Not terrible, but they weren't my greatest works. I think I might have even reprogrammed the drum synth, because what's nice about doing analog and having a drum synthesizer or drum sequence instead of an actual drummer is, as long as I get the beats per minute the same, it's going to fit exactly over top of the other one. So I feel like I did that with a couple songs and did some re-editing and then released it the following year, April 1st. That was when the cutoff, April 1st, 2021 was the cutoff. And so that was the 1 year of Shock right there. And then October 31st, a year from when we released our very first, I keep wanting to call him DJ Jeffy Jeff, because Jeff was actually DJ Jeffy Jeff from the Electrifying Sessions, which also was one of the driving forces between the Electrifying Adventures audio comic that we put out here on Mano a Mano. All this stuff, if you're interested in any or all of this, I implore you, please check out MAMRadio, MAMRADIO.ca. Some fantastic stuff on there. I'm going to jump into some audio boffins. We've been talking audio boffins. We've been talking some of my recordings. I'm going to jump into some audio boffins. This is Audio Boffins 2 right here. This one I did have, not necessarily with the actual recording, but with the album release. I did a lot of the graphic design for this album release, which I'm pretty proud of that. It was my first ever tape design. This one was released on cassette tape through 3 Nines tape label, and it it was super fun trying to, that challenge of putting something together that I had never put together before. So I'm going to jump into some music from two, Audio Boffins 2 right here on CKMS 102.7. And I'm going to go into a track that I did the guitar work for. I remember doing a completely different style that and I had to use a weird guitar because I wanted to use a whammy bar because I felt like it would fit really good with this. And I can't remember if this is using the new pedal that I have or if I even had this new pedal at that point. Anyways, here it is, Audio Boffins 2, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. We'll be right back. right, Mano Amigos. That was some audio boffins right there on CKMS 102.7. I know I'm a little bit biased, but I found those to be great tracks. And what I want to... I'm going to try and switch mics to this one over here. And I want to try and break down this Eurorack synth patch here. One of the reasons is because... it being Eurorack, it's not like a regular synth where you can save the preset, or like my Guitar FX pedal where you can save that preset and just turn it on and you've got that that sound, or that I guess that effect patch ready to just make that sound on your synthesizer. What you need to do is turn all these little knobs. You take out one cable or patch a new patch sequence with all these cables. You take out one of these cables and it's making a completely different sound. Maybe not completely different, but it's making a different sound. And depending upon which cable you take out, it could be making a completely different sound. So, that's why I've been posting a photo with these posts, so that hopefully from the photo, I've never tried to recreate one. Maybe I'll try doing that on one of these episodes to see if I can recreate that sound. I don't know if it'll be as easy as I'm thinking. Anyways, here we go. I'm going to try and break down this patch. I just got to switch to this mic over here so I can have two hands while I'm doing it.
Wow. Okay. That all sounds pretty cool. I'm gonna start isolating a couple of the sounds to see if they're separated, it might sound a little bit better. Again, I've got some chips coming in, I've got some flats out and aux coming in. I'm going to try and isolate each of those. So this is without the plates, flats, whatever it's called. Top one's at 5, bottom one's at 3. This is just the chips coming in. That's why it gets kind of mellow at some point. But I feel like I may want to just cut this at some point. Maybe not even have it at all. I don't know. Now, odd thing happening here. The plates module is triggered by both the microbrew playing a G as well as whatever the Rhythm Wolf is playing, so I don't know how that's working. I'm gonna bring that in a second and we'll listen. This is, by the way, pattern 1 on the microbrew. At about 1, 2, 3, 4 for break. This is the aux. Thank you. I'm gonna get rid of this one in a second. Here is the out. That's deeper song. Here comes both of them together. Guitar pedal wise, I'm just playing with the I Guess So pedal that I created. I'll have to listen back, I kind of forget what I was playing.
All right, Mono Amigos. We're talking audio boffins. We're talking this new all-weather haulage patch right here. One thing I learned and really liked from audio boffins, and it could be because of how he's recording. He still uses the Boss BR-1600 as his audio DAW. Now he, digital audio workstation, and he imports those tracks, I believe, now and edits it, maybe, on the computer. But I feel like the Boss BR-1600 has this nice sound to it. Like, for example, it's got, because it is humming a little bit, the songs have that little hum to them. And anyways, when I would listen to his, I'm now using the Zoom R16, and I feel like it is super clean. Like, a little bit too clean. And so one thing I liked from his was that little bit of a hum to it. So one of the parts that I use is this MIDI. It uses the MIDI. Oh boy, I've got so many cables going on here. It uses the MIDI from the Microbrute. So the Microbrute's actually controlling its own self. It's controlling this MIDI effect, which is giving it a little bit of ambience in the background, as well as it's controlling the Euro rack for pitch control. So it's got a lot going on. Now, sometimes it is also the gate trigger or CV out is controlling the rhythm wolf. So lots of, that's why if you look at these pictures and you see all these wires are actually doing something. They're patching something to something so that it's helping to control it. Some crazy stuff happening here. I kind of forget where I was going with that. Just creating space in the song. So that's what a couple of those sounds I feel like are just doing. And with the guitar tone, I'm just experimenting with different tones because it's different now matching this ambience and this loudness that's already there. Whereas before, with these effect pedals, I was just going for the deepest, heaviest, awesomest distortion that I was looking, that I could find. And so it's kind of a little bit different. So I'm playing through that. We're going to jump into, in a little bit, some more audio boffins. But first, I'm going to play a little bit with the guitar here and see what I can come up with. Some different voicing. Mono Amigos, my time, I can't believe these all-weather haulage takeovers. The time just flies by. I don't know if I'm using the radio quite correctly now, but I feel like that even is up in the air. Imagine that, an album written and created on the FM radio, which is what we're doing. We're doing it together. Mono Amigos, if you've got input on anything that you heard here, you can email me, rob@radiowaterloo.ca. Maybe put the subject AWH. That way I get quite a few emails to this radio station email address. So if you put that, I'll be able to see it. And yeah, we're going to end our time here on some more audio boffins. Maybe this time. Yeah, definitely this time. We're going for some three. We've heard one. We've heard two. We're going out on some 3. Right here on CKMS. Hopefully there'll be a 4. I haven't heard anything. I don't know. Here's 3. Right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono. Thanks for listening, Mono Amigos.
favorite wine is coming round, saying what they mean in the middle of the night. I feel it's something right that something else can see. And it's time, and it's time, and it's feeling alright. We're coming in the morning and about, yeah.